Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We know that over 500,000 people renew their health cover this month alone. And for many of those people, Monday is the deadline if they want to change. Now, Dermot Good from TotalHealthCover.ie, a Loughton company, is with me in the studio to answer some of your questions. Dermot, you're very welcome. Now, the 22nd, that's the date we're talking about, Monday coming up. That is a big day.
It is. January is a huge renewal for our health insurance members, with about 500,000 people renewing. But the 22nd of January specifically is when thousands of EHI members are due to renew their cover. And it's important that those people realise they have the 14-day cooling off period. So they actually have till early February. So I would urge all of those people who are due to renew anytime in January, but particularly them, now's the time to shop around. And even if they've already made a decision, or maybe they've just left it, you know, for another year, there's still plenty of time to try and save some money. And the increases, Claire, are colossal. Like, they're 15 to 20% on some plans. For families, that's €550. For an adult on the old plans, €400 per adult. So I would urge anybody, even at the very least, if they just pick up the phone to their existing insurer and simply say, I can't afford what you're quoting me for this renewal. Do you have a similar equivalent plan to what I have already? There might be some minor reductions in benefits, but if you can save €600-800 per adult, those reductions might not have any impact on your cover whatsoever.
Yes,
that
well
one phone
doing.
Call is essential.
And is it possible to answer this question? What should you be paying for decent health cover as an individual, one adult?
So one adult, we would always say right now you should be looking at cover for around €1,400. That's what decent cover looks like. And then it's really above that. Now, I know that's a huge amount of money. Three really good plans right now, Claire, that are pretty much on the button for that. The Inspire Plus with Laya, the Health Guide 2 with Irish Live Health, and something, let's just say, like the PMI 5210 or the PMI 710 with VHI. They're all bang on that price. And once again, all anybody has to do is simply phone the insurance company and say, my budget is €1,420.
What can you give me?
What's the best plan you have? And by the way, I want you to look across all your plans. It doesn't matter whether they're a corporate plan or what fancy name they have. What's the best deal? And when they do propose a plan, just remind them the calls are recorded and that is definitely the best plan you have at that price point. And to be fair to the insurance companies, if you ask the right questions, you will get the best deals.
All right. Well, listen, we have a flood of questions in for you, so I'm going to go straight to them. Emer has been in touch. She says, we're a couple in our early 60s, retired from the public service. We're both on Laya Simply Connect, as is our daughter, who's 23. Our renewal quote for this year is over €3,900, which Emer says is too expensive for us. We're lucky we've no major health issues except for the odd twinge. We visit the GP for general bloods and blood pressure appointments. She's on a blood pressure tablet and that's it. They sometimes go to the physiotherapist with neck and shoulder complaints. What do you advise them to do?
So here's the thing, Claire. Emer's plan is very good. The Simply Connect scheme, 1587. It is the lowest cost corporate plan where she keeps the full orthopaedic cover. I wouldn't be recommending any changes, definitely based on the age. However, the 23-year-old daughter, that plan is probably too expensive for that. And by the way, VHI tends to give the best deals for young adults. I would suggest straight away for the 23-year-old, check out a plan with VHI called Company Plan Plus Level 1.3. It will save them €200 and it's still a brilliant corporate scheme. And there's no issue splitting the cover. So right now, based on this, I'd probably be suggesting no change for Emer. Definitely check out that plan for the 23-year-old.
Okay, so take her daughter off that plan. Garrod says he retires next week. He's 65. He wants to know, he has a VHI corporate health and dental cover plan as part of his company remuneration package. Can he contact VHI and choose to continue that package for 2024 at the same rate? The company renewal, by the way, was the 1st of January.
Now, here's the thing. Very good question. Can Garrod maintain his cover with no break and stay on the same plan? Absolutely. But there more than likely is a 10% discount through his employer. Once you leave your group scheme, then the likelihood is that will be discontinued. Once again, I would suggest to Garrod, tell them what your budget is, Garrod, and ask them to recommend maybe a similar equivalent plan. There may also be an issue on the dental cover. He may be getting corporate dental as opposed to the ordinary consumer plans. But the good thing is he will have no break in his cover, but he needs to get onto VHI straight away, given that the renewal was the 1st of January.
Okay.
And one small thing, actually, if he's not happy with what VHI offers, because he's leaving his company, he potentially can switch to one of the other providers as well. But I would suggest definitely talk to VHI first.
And have your budget in mind.
Absolutely.
Okay. This grandfather got in touch next. He says, I've been with Leia for over 20 years. I'm 60 years old this year. My policy is Simply Connect Plus. It costs €1,712 a year. He has two grandchildren. One is 3, the other is 14. Both are on that policy they're on that policy. Inspire Plus, €310.42. His renewal date is this November 2024. Should we stay on these policies or is there something better out there?
So here's the thing, Claire. First of all, he actually has very good cover and he has split the cover really well. So adults on a higher plan than the children. One thing I would suggest that he does is right now Leia has an offer where you can get the second child insured for free. So if the youngest child, if they're not spending a lot of money on routine expenses, phone up Leia today, ask about Flex 125 Explore for the youngest child. And if they like that plan, they will save €310 over the year. That's what I would suggest. But they do have good cover in place, to be fair.
But his own plan, Simply Connect Plus, you're happy with that, are
you? Yeah, see, here's the thing. That plan is a really good scheme. However, it's one of the lowest cost plans that still covers the full orthopedics and ophthalmics and so like cataracts and things like that. There are lower plans that this person could look at, but I'm just conscious of their age. And the lower plans, like, for example, Inspire Plus with Leia will save that gentleman €300. But now he'll have a 20% shortfall on hip replacements and knee replacements. That could be €3,000. So without exploring their requirements, once again, age is a good indicator of risk. I would suggest they be very careful. Maybe have a good look at it next November, but they do have very good cover.
Okay. This next listener says, we have kept our 20-year-old son on our VHI insurance family policy because he's still in college and isn't earning. Should we insure him on his policy rather than keep him on the family policy? He has no medical conditions as far as they're aware. They're asking, you know, they're saying he doesn't need the same level of cover as we do because we're in our 50s. And they would like to know what you would advise.
So here's the thing. We don't know exactly what plan they have. But first of all, it makes no difference financially if they move that 20-year-old onto their own policy or keep them on their own. So I would suggest for now, keep them on the same policy. Second thing is, look at company plan plus level 1.3 for that 20-year-old, €490. So a lot of people they tend to have everybody on the same plan, which means, Claire, they could be overpaying for that 20-year-old. If they want to reduce it further, then check out the enhanced care 350 with VHI. But right now, for the 20-year-old, I would definitely suggest they stay with VHI and check out company plan plus level 1.3.
Okay. We still have the great names, Dermot. Been no improvement
there. Yeah, they don't get
there.
Any easier. And they're not going to get any easier anytime soon, Claire, I'm afraid.
Caroline has been in touch. We've had health insurance for 40 years. Every year when we renew, I wonder if we're on the right plan. We're 65 and 60 years young. We're on Leia's Connect Care 150. My husband will probably need a new knee in time, also prostate surgery or treatment. We don't need private in a private hospital, but we do want access. So what do you think?
Okay, the last line is critical here. Because they don't need the private room in the private hospital, their plan right now is €1,924 each. I would suggest they contact Leia and check out the Simply Connect Plus, one we just mentioned, which is €1,720. So they could save €210 each, still have access to the exact same hospitals, covered up to semi-private, and still get excellent refunds on their outpatient expenses. So definitely there's potentially €400 of savings there. And even irrespective of the renewal, Claire, Leia will allow them change their cover upwards or downwards anytime throughout the year, as will Irish Life Health. So definitely potential of €400 savings for them without really compromising on their cover. Mm-hmm.
So it's good now we have the clarity around, you've got to know your budget before you make that call, but you've also got to know what you're willing to compromise on in terms of your cover.
Exactly. And you see, there's numerous ways you can reduce your costs. One is if you're not really interested in a private room in a private hospital. Now, I would like a private room, but it's never guaranteed. So if that isn't really what's important to you, then don't have cover for that. And especially if you need to, you know, reduce your cost somewhat. So that Simply Connect Plus is a superb plan. Mm-hmm. And as I say, they will save €400 between the two of them and still pretty much retain all the key elements of cover. So that's definitely the one to look at.
OK, let's go to Jerry's question now. Jerry says, we're a family of four. We currently have no cover. Both of us are in full-time employment. We own our own home. The mom is 39, in good health and a smoker. Dad is 41, good health and a non-smoker. Eldest boy is 3, good health. When he was born, he had to be brought to Crumlin for heart surgery. Checkups all clear and in great health. Second boy, 1 year and 4 months, in good health. What level of cover would you recommend for our family?
Okay, for Jerry, definitely he has to start with Leia Healthcare. because he's got two young children, and Leia right now has a deal where you simply pay for the eldest child and the youngest child is free. I would suggest right now, given their ages, they check out the Inspire plan for mum and dad and for the eldest child. €1,308 per adult, about €310 for the eldest, and put the youngest child on Flex 125 Explore free of charge for the next year. Mm-hmm. And reason nobody else has that deal right now, Claire, that's why, you know, the SVHI and Irish Life have excellent plans. But if this person is looking for the lowest cost, best value deal right now, they have to start with Leia Healthcare.
When you're going into getting health insurance cold, having not had it, it's a huge expense, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? For a lot of people, and I should have mentioned here, I'm just looking at their ages, because they're 39 or 41, mum and dad are going to have a small age loading of probably around 10% each as well that they're going to have to factor in. Now, by the way, they can go for much lower cover if they want themselves. So once again, the budget is key. You know, so if they said, look, we only have maybe €1,000 for the adults, well, then I would suggest the Assure Protect for mum and dad, because bear in mind, you can have everybody on different plans. So the key thing is the budget when they phone Leia, but definitely for the youngest child, make sure the youngest child goes on to that Flex 125 Explore, because that's free cover.
This is an interesting one, because this listener is a medical card holder. He says he has a full medical card and is wondering what are the main benefits of getting health insurance. He'll be 35 soon, so he needs to make a decision on getting health insurance shortly.
Very simply, Claire, anybody who's thinking of joining, health insurance is about two things. It's number one, about access. So in other words, I don't want to be subject to public hospital waiting lists and so on. I want to be able to decide when I go in and go in quickly and go into private hospitals. That's the primary driver for people joining. So if that's of interest, definitely health insurance should be considered. If that's not of interest and they're living close to a public hospital and not worried about waiting lists, maybe they don't need private cover. Second thing is, it's about choice of doctor, choice of hospital, choice of accommodation. And for a lot of people now, it's about choice of when I go in, because I have to balance my family and my work and so on. They're the other reasons for joining. Once again, if that's not of interest, I would suggest they maybe don't consider health insurance. The only thing is their age, 35.
Yes.
So even if this person wanted to get on the first rung of the ladder to avoid those age loadings, Assure Protect with Leia, Public Plus Care with VHI, or the first cover scheme with Irish Life Health, take your pick. They're all about €500. That gets you on the first rung of the ladder, but they only cover public hospitals. You see, the medical card gives them access to the public hospitals at no charge. But right now, there is no charge for anybody going into a public hospital. The €100 A&E charge is still there. But you'll still be subject to waiting lists and things like that, even as a medical card holder. So hopefully that helps that member decide.
So if they want to get the foot on the ladder, it might be the time to do it with low cover.
Exactly, because the longer they wait now, once they turn 35, 2% dearer. Every year after that, it's 2% dearer. So I would suggest they check out those plans.
Maria would like to know, is there a better value plan than Simply Connect Plus with Leia for a couple who are in their 70s?
Yeah, and this is the one, Claire, once again, if they want to keep the full cover for the hips, knees and shoulders, that's a super plan. But let's just say these people need to reduce their costs. They can check out Simply Connect, $1,597, slightly cheaper. If they're not worried about hips, knees and shoulders and cataracts, there is a super plan with Leia called Inspire Plus, which is $1,420. It will save them €300 each. However, looking at their age there right now, I would be strongly recommending they try and stay in that plan for another year.
Okay, Deirdre has been in touch. She says, we're a family of four. My husband is on a separate policy to us. He's on VHI, we're on Leia, and we'd all like to move to one policy with VHI. She's wondering if there will be penalties or waiting periods in cover for us moving to VHI, and would also like to know what a good family policy would be. So their children are aged 5 and 10.
Yeah, so here's the thing. First of all, no penalties, no waiting periods, continuity of cover. So don't worry about it. The only concern I'd have here is I know they're looking to move to VHI, but Leia has that free cover deal. So they'll get the second child for free with Leia Healthcare. So let's just say they want to move to VHI. They should check out the PMI 5210 or that Company Plan Plus Level 1.3. I would pick the one with the longest name, Claire, but that is a very popular scheme.
Not your fault.
And the other one, if they want to stay with Leia, check out the Inspire Plus for mum and dad and the eldest child, and once again, Flex 125 Explore for the youngest child free. That'll save them about €300.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. Just another, I'm just conscious of the time, so I want to get a few quick ones in. Niamh is wondering if she can change insurance provider mid-plan. Her renewal is in October, but she'd like to change now to a cheaper provider. Can she do that?
If she's with Irish Life Health and Leia Healthcare, yes. Phone them up. They will allow you to change to a different plan from their suite of products. If she's with VHI, more than likely not. However, VHI, to be fair, if somebody is struggling to afford their premium, You know, they will basically listen to that and they will try and look after that customer. But strictly speaking, no change until renewal. But if this person is having an issue with the premium, I would simply engage with the insurer as quickly as possible.
Dermot, thank you so much for taking all of those questions. And we could keep going for another hour, as always, when you come in. That's Dermot Good from TotalHealthCover.ie, which is a Loughton company. And thank you very much for getting in touch this morning with all of those questions. And thank you for listening.